So many years ago, I had a dream that is still very vivid, still very alive for me. I was on an airplane flying from the mainland to Hawaii, and it was a very rough, a very bumpy ride. I was asleep, and I built the bumpy ride into my dream, which was, we are crashing. And it was very real, and it was very clear, we are crashing. We were actually on the way down and about to hit the ocean, and it was also very clear there would be no survivors. And as we were going down, I was quite calm, and there was a voice, I don't know if it was inside of me or outside of me, that said, this is it. This is the big moment. Are you ready? Are you ready to say yes? And it also said to me that life so far has been preparing for that moment to say yes. And all the little challenges that I've encountered were in a way all kindergarten. All those little moments in life where I was tested, can I say yes or will I say no? And it was all a preparation for that one moment, which was the biggest moment in a way of our lives. And then the dream was over and I woke up, and I was indeed on a very bumpy ride, but I did not crash. I arrived.
And that's it, really. If you've really got what Sabine has just shared, if you've got it, then you've got it. Let's expand it a little bit. Even with all our scientific research and spiritual research and every research we can think of, we still don't know who we are, do we? We can't say for sure where we've come from, what we're doing here, or where we're going after. Yes, we have had very strong indications, the near-death experiences, people having satoris, people who wake up to, it's called enlightenment, but it may also just be a level of awakening. There may be more. So let's look at it this way. Let's say one aspect. Let's imagine that we have indeed volunteered to come to this dimension, because where we were, we couldn't work through the impurities that were still in our system. I'm not talking about the source, because there's no impurities there, the one. I'm talking about another level where we were still looking at balancing our impurities. And because it was not physical, it was very vague. So we volunteered to come to a physical dimension where everything is more obvious, more exaggerated. We can see it more clearly. Now, in order for this process to be successful, we need to forget what we came for. Otherwise, we wouldn't take it seriously. So in the birth process, we appear, most of us anyway, to lose connection with whatever is the other dimension and our past lives. As I say, not everybody, some people do remember. So here we are in, let's say, university. We've done our primary and junior, and we're in university. And what we're looking for is to be clear, to be balanced at the final exam. And what's the final exam? Of course, it's death. As we know it, in this dimension, that's the final. Wherever you've reached, whatever you've done, whatever you've completed, at that moment, that's your transfer point. That decides which university you go to, which dimension you go to. Have you cleared everything, or are you going to be recycled? Or recycle yourself and come back again? Often, if things haven't been resolved, we choose to come back to something even more difficult parents, more difficult situation, to exaggerate so we see clearly what we need to take care of. Now, what do we need to take care of? It's very simple. Sabine said it. Yes. Whatever the situation, we're loose, we're expanded, we're open to experience that situation just as it is, which can include us contracting, but not automatically. It happens automatically, but there we are there seeing it, experiencing it, observing it. Now, I'm not talking about those big things like serious illness or car accidents or losing a loved one. I'm talking about every single moment. When I was traveling and doing the groups, I often had the feeling, first of all, sometimes we'd only come for one person, that what we were sharing connected with one person. But overall, I felt as though we were preparing people for the final exam to say yes, to include. And symptoms of that are to go beyond complaint, to go beyond anything that's contracted and against, until we feel ourselves opening and saying, yes, I will have this experience willingly, openly. I say yes to this experience. There's an expansion there. And as I've seen thousands of times, when somebody says yes to a situation, when they somehow see the value in it in some way, or even if they don't, they say yes, which is basic intelligence, you know, because you're having that experience anyway, whether you say yes to it or no to it. If you say no, what I see is that's our illusion of free will. We're saying, no, I will not have this experience now, and in brackets, I'll have it later, because that's what I see happen. We don't avoid anything. Anything we came here to experience, we will experience until we say yes and drop to the depth of it and have that experience, listen, unconditionally, unconditionally, yes. I once had a dear friend, his name was Lazarus. We traveled together around the world, and together with many other people. And he and I had this game. We are going to complete our lives on this trip. We're going to say yes to everything. We're going to go everywhere we want to go. We're going to meet everybody we want to meet. We're going to do everything we want to do. We're going to buy everything we want to buy. And that's what we did. Oh, we had a lot of laughs. A lot of laughs. I still hear his laughter. In fact, after he died, somebody I know heard his laughter. And the message was to her, don't take it seriously. It's just a game. Now, he contracted HIV and then AIDS, and I was with him at his death. And it was a very lovely moment. We had this beautiful connection. It was as though we were one person, and one part of me was going to go off into another dimension. Nothing tragic, nothing sad, except I miss him. I miss playing with him and laughing with him. His body would breathe out and then struggle to breathe back in. He was gone. He was there, but he was gone. He'd said yes. His final, complete and utter yes. He'd said yes to everything, and it had led to this moment. And then one breath went out, and he smiled, and no breath came back in. It was a beautiful moment. Yes. But you've got to practice, because that last moment, you see, most people die not with yes, but with regret. Just imagine if you died right now, you were going to die in 1 minute, and your life flashes past. Look at all those unfinished things. Not only the things you haven't cleared, but the people you haven't told just how much you love them, how grateful you are for them being in your life. Just have a review of that. You'll find there are regrets there, you know. And if there are no regrets at all, you're free. You're home. When it comes, you won't say yes or no. There'll be no yes and no no. It'll just be, and then what's there? Well, we have many reports of what the other side, but the way I see it, you've finished with this physically delightful dimension. Just delightful. We have so much to be grateful for here. And it is a very tough dimension. We have everything here. We have the cruelest cruelty and the most beautiful, wonderful, simple people. Not so very many, but we do have them. Lovely people. And people who are together, relating to each other, partners, in this beautiful, delightful, yes space. Back to practicals. I see life as a practice in each moment to not resist, to open up, to expand and say, I am having this experience, I will have this experience, I won't run away from it, I'll have it, whatever it is. Here's a little aside. Do you know, it's easier to say yes to an unpleasant situation than sometimes a pleasant situation. You'd be amazed how many people will not let you love them. They think they're not worthy. They think you're not seeing them clearly. Oh, if only they knew who I really was, they wouldn't say that. Yes, they would. Love isn't about your behavior. It's about you. And you're wonderful. Everybody is. Everybody. Thou art that. The kingdom of God is not only within. You are the kingdom of God. And you've come here to work a few things out. And the way you work them out is to say yes. Yes. Let people love you. Love is not logical. Let people love you. Let people give you things. For the giver should be thankful. The giver gets as much from giving as you do from taking. So say, not only say yes to what is unpleasant, say yes to what is possibly pleasant. Let yourself be loved. You are lovable. You are that. Yes.